Hello, and welcome to the 2016 Annual Results Conference Call. My name is Jason, and I will be your operator. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. During the question-and-answer session, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone, and please note this conference is being recorded. I will now turn the call over to Lee Pasquale, Head of Investor Relations. Ms. Pasquale, you may begin.
Thank you very much, Jason. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Atomi Media Group's 2016 Results Call. We published our results on Friday morning, and those can be found on our investor relations website at investor.matomi.com. On the call today are Ofer Druker, Chief Executive Officer, Sagi Niri, Chief Operating Officer, and Keren Farag, SVP Finance. As the operator noted, the first part of today's call will be in listen-only mode. CEO Ofer Druker will give some prepared remarks about the results, and then we will open the call up to questions. Please note that certain statements made during this call may pertain to forward-looking information. Although Atomi believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, we can give no assurance that these expectations will be fulfilled. Because these statements contain risk and uncertainty, actual results may differ materially from those expressed or implemented by these forward-looking statements. We undertake no obligation to update any forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. Additionally, this call will include non-GAAP financial measurements. The definition of and prescription of such measurements can be found in our results release. With that, I will pass the call over to Chief Executive Officer Ofer Druker for some opening comments.
Thank you, Lee Paz, and good day, everyone. Before I discuss the detailed financial results, I want to offer an update on the trends we are seeing in the industry, review of our strategy and operation, and highlight our notable achievements last year. I will also run through some of our expectations for 2017 before Sagi, Keren, and I take your questions. In 2016, Atomi underwent a transaction with the goal of maximizing today's technologies in preparation for tomorrow's opportunities. After conducting successful acquisitions, MoSpox and Team Internet both in 2014 and Optimatic in late 2015, the company decided to enhance its product development budget in order to accelerate our transformation into a leading data-driven programmatic media company focusing on mobile and video. We saw a significant shift in the digital advertising landscape continue in 2016 as mobile and video advertising spending rose rapidly while display advertising declined. With these trends, the market affirms Atomi's strategic direction over the past 18 months to shift actively from desktop display advertising towards programmatic advertising, which generates higher quality and more sustainable long-term revenue. Atomi increased investment in R&D and sales and marketing in accordance with the strategic investment plan we announced in July 2016. We invested in developing new capabilities for our existing leading mobile and video advertising platform, MoSpox and Optimatic. In 2016, research and development expenses increased by $4.7 million, or 60%, to $12.6 million, compared with $7.9 million in 2015. Sales and marketing expenses increased by $4.4 million, or 17%, to $30.6 million, compared with $26.2 million in 2015. General and administrative expenses decreased by $1.2 million, or 9.9%, to $14.9 million, compared with $16.1 million in 2015. We believe Atomi is now well-positioned with proprietary of advanced technology platforms enabling programmatic mobile and video advertising to further secure our position among the leading tier of digital advertising providers in 2017. Nevertheless, we recognize our industry evolves quickly, and we must pay vigilant attention to new trends in the market. In 2016, Atomi announced key investments to support growth and leadership around mobile and video. This includes strengthening proprietary technology and the launch of MyDSP, a data-driven mobile self-serve demand-side platform, DSP, while enhancing the development of the company's central data management platform, DMP, as well as the introduction of MTMY, a data-driven agency providing advertising across channel optimization of their campaigns. In order to access the fast-growing Asia-Pacific market, we expanded our global footprint with the opening of offices in Beijing, China, and Seoul, South Korea. With the mobile ad spending market expected to reach $60 billion within 2 years in China alone, this market presents a major opportunity for Matomi. We are encouraged by the initial interest and results generated by our sales teams and expect that this strategic initiative will be a solid long-term driver of growth. In 2016, revenues generated from activity in Asia increased 56% to $17.9 million. 2015, it was $11.5 million. We will now provide some additional details around the financial results of 2016. Total revenue reached $276.6 million, a small increase compared to with $271 million in 2015. Revenues were driven by strong year-to-year growth in the mobile in-app video and domain monetization activities and was offset by a decline in online display and mobile web display activities. Adjusted EBITDA was impacted by the launch of our investment plan in July 2016 with $17.1 million in 2016 compared to $25.7 million in 2015. Revenues from mobile in-app activity increased by 18.87% or 104% to $36.6 million in 2016 from $17.9 million. In the same period last year, mobile in-app revenue accounted for approximately 13% of the company revenues in 2016, compared to 7% in comparable period in 2015. Driven by enhanced technological development and successfully launch of new features, growth of our mobile in-app activity is particularly encouraging as it represents key areas of strategic focus for Matomi across all geographies, regions of operation. Matomi is seeing the strongest growth in the U.S., which is Matomi's largest market. U.S. revenues increased 10.1%, $16.4 million, to $180 million. In full year 2015, it was $163 million. We increased our focus on the U.S. market because we recognize an ongoing industry-wide shift there towards real-time bidding and programmatic advertising. Our transition to offering more programmatic-based solutions generates clear advantage for the company, including the ability to scale quickly, to operate more efficiently, and to leverage data resulting in improving targeting and ad matching capabilities. Revenues generated from aggregating programmatic advertising activity across all media channels increased by 30% and accounted for approximately 79% of Matomi revenues in 2016 compared to 60% in 2015. Revenues generated from domain monetization increased by 17% to $63.3 million, up from $54.3 million in 2015. Revenues generated from aggregated video activity increased 55% to $111.9 million compared with $72.3 million in 2015. Finally, I wish to discuss our outlook for 2017. Our strategic plan is to closely integrate our mobile and video capabilities, including the acquired MoFox and Optimatic platform, as well as the recently launched MyDSP, and create a unique data-driven offering in the marketplace around mobile and video. This position us for a strong 2017 and beyond. With that, Sagi, Karen, and I will be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star then one on your touch-tone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound sign or the hash key. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star, then one on your touch-tone phone. And we have a question from Simon Davis from Canaccord.
Yeah, morning, guys. Just a couple from me. Firstly, can you give us an update on the relationship with Publicis? Are you seeing greater cooperation with Publicis? Are there any signs that they're going to begin to push some advertising inventory through your platform? And secondly, can you give any comments around the strategic review and the timetable around that, when we should expect to hear some details around that?
Okay. So regarding Publicis, the numbers that we presented last year and also this year, the focus that we did and the plan is not taking into account any cooperation with Publicis. Publicis got some limitation of working with a company that they own shares with, according to the ANA, which is the standards that they're working in the U.S., but we are working closely with them in order to find ways to work together, but currently we didn't indicate any of that into this plan that we are doing or the focus that we are having. Regarding the strategic review,
how realistic do you think it is to think that during the course of 2017 we might start to see some proper cooperation between the two groups?
I think that there is a goodwill between the two companies, but the issue is, as I mentioned, because of the regulation of the big corporate agencies are working by, which is called ANA, A-N-A, they can't really basically operate with a company that they own shares to. So we are looking for other ways that we can basically cooperate in some routes of activity that basically enable Publicis to work with Matomi and not, of course, getting into, responding to the ANA rules. So there are ways to work together, but they are not a major ones in that sense because of the regulation of the ANA.
Thank you.
Regarding the process, we started the process to remind everybody in mid of October last year. We are still in this process, and I think that in about 6 weeks from now, we will be able to provide some indication after our board will review all the options that we have in front of us, and will decide which route they want to take, if they want to adapt some of the offers that we got, or to continue in the path that we already started.
Thank you. And once again, if you have a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. I have no further questions in the queue at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for participating.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.